Check 1-2, what it do, man? It's your own boy, Killer Collie on. You're not tuned into the Brad Gilmore Show. Run it.
What's going down? It's your homie, Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast. And make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first Brad Gilmore Show of 2014. I am your host, Brad Gilmore, and I just want to welcome y'all to a new year, new rules, facts only. It's going to be good. I'm excited for it. Everything's been going good. Everything's been going great. No complaints on the side of Brad Gilmore. Now, today, I know y'all are thinking, Where are the other voices that are always on the intro? Where's DJ Motai? Where's Peaches? Well, I decided to do something good for them. I wanted to give them one more week off. I wanted them to enjoy their New Year's because I know I've been enjoying mine. Let me tell y'all what I did for New Year's Eve because it was so cool. All right. You know, I host the Debonair Lounge every Monday with my guy, Tay Mitch, right? So what we did is the guy I've been working for and looked up to most of my life, whose name is Booker T from Reality of Wrestling. You might know him as WWE Hall of Famer, six-time World Heavyweight Champion. Plug, plug, plug. You might know him, but he wanted to have the Debonair Lounge at his house. Yes, that's right, at Booker T's house. He wanted the Debonair Lounge. And you know who he wanted to put it all together? Was the Debonair Duo! That's right, Tay Mitch and Brad Gilmore. That's what he wanted to do. So what did we do? We made it possible. We got a band together, like we always do, and we brought out two great singers. Two great singers. One guy who's going to be a future guest of the Brad Gilmore Show. You will know him very soon. He's got an album actually coming out called Classics here, I think, in the springtime. His name is Prince Cannon. Yes, he came and performed at Booker T's house, and we got my main man, you know, the singer from 2011, Corbin Dallas, also known as Dallas Jones. He came and he rocked a couple of records live in Booker T's house for New Year's Eve. I don't know what y'all did for New Year's Eve, but I'm telling you what I did, and it was fly. I don't want to brag and boast too much because I don't want to come off like that, but just know I had a great, great time on New Year's. Loved every minute of it. I actually got to kick it with some of my good friends, and also some people from the Debonair Lounge were there. People from ROW, or Reality of Wrestling, were there. You know, I had my music guys there. It was just good. It was a cool night. Perfect way to bring in 2014. I couldn't ask for any better. So that's what I've been doing. So I decided, Peaches, Motai, y'all need, you know, just relax. Relax. We'll get into all this podcasting later. You know what I mean? It's going to be good. We're going to make it work. But today on the show, actually, before I tell you any more about this, I want to use this time because I never get to, because Peaches and DJ Motai are always all my shit. So I'm using this time right now to tell y'all that I have a new podcast coming out covering the historic events of professional wrestling, and I have a great co-host named Kyle Hubbard. I don't know why I said his name like that, but his name is Kyle Hubbard. Yes, Kyle Hubbard, who is actually the first guest ever of the Brad Gilmore Show. First guy to do two parts in the Brad Gilmore Show. First person to be on all three incarnations of the Brad Gilmore Show. Now me and him have our own show together called The Announce Table. It's on iTunes. It officially comes out January the 14th. So y'all go listen to the pilot edition of The Announce Table. If you want to hear it early, it's possible. You can go hear it early. But what you have to do is you need to go follow me on Twitter at Brad Gilmore. Send me a mention, get me, or a DM that you want to hear the show early, and boom, boom, you'll get a link in your inbox to hear the Announce Table Wrestling Podcast early, and that's for my wrestling fans. Now, I know this is a hip-hop show. This is a hip-hop and R&B show, so we're going to get to the hip-hop and R&B, but I just had to have my moment right there to plug away, all right? And that's what I do, because who? I'm the entertainment world. I am the stress shoe wearing, Ric Flairin', good hair having, entertainment world champion. I'm doing the intro by myself because DJ Motai and Peaches have worked so hard with me on this podcast, and we just finished a good year. 2013 was actually the first year of the podcast. You know, we had the online shows before, but they've worked so hard with me, and they've been so dedicated, and they have so much stuff swirling in their own lives that I was like, you know what? They get one more week off, let them enjoy themselves, but guess what? They're going to be back next week. They will be back next week. So I want y'all to stay tuned for DJ Motai's Monday Morning. No, you know what? This is going to be Lord Trillmore's Monday Morning Music Songs selection on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And I am going to be right back with my interview with Tyreek. Y'all be tuning in. See, I'm already messing up. I'm so hype about this interview, I'm messing up. Y'all stay tuned to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Listen to my Lord Trillmore's Monday Morning Music selection. And we'll be right back with the interview. Y'all stay tuned. 2014, new rules, new year, no limits. Peace.
I'm not going to tell you you're the baddest because you already show it. I'm not going to tell you you can get it because you already know it. I'm not going to tell you you're the best. You already know it. I'm out the water. I'm like, damn, shawty, dragging that wagon in the pit, shawty. Back it up like I was your man, shawty. Drop it low, drop it low. Hit the dial, lay we out the door. Take her back to the crib, we can stop the show.
Man, yeah, she know she bad.
She bad.
All these hoes be mad.
Be bad.
She the same color as her cat.
Yellow.
Her Louis bad.
Bad.
Brian.
She thick.
She thick.
The baddest chick in her clique.
She bad.
I eat in the morning like grits.
Sure.
She turn me on the top sleep. She stay up on her sheet.
Her sheet.
She worked hard for what she got. She earned everything she get.
She
and all she want is this stick.
This
that girl as fine as they get.
They get.
I break her off that dope dick. She'll come back for another hit.
Another hit.
She got the bomb, it tick.
Blow, blow.
She throw.
She throw.
Trimmed up, she down to fuck. That grass is cut, it's mow.
It's mow.
She ready to get that pole.
That pole.
And I'm ready for her to get low.
Get low.
And I ain't even got a six. Man, that girl, they already know.
I'm not gonna tell you you're the baddest, cause you already show it. I'm not gonna tell you you can get it, cause you already know it. I'm not gonna tell you you're the blood. You already blowing. I'm out the water. I'm like, damn, shawty, dragging that wagon in the van, shawty. Back it up like I was your man, shawty. Drop it low, drop it low. Hit the valet, we out the door. Take her back to the
okay,
crib,
okay,
we can
okay, okay, shawty, I'm just saying, I admire how you moving. I be staring about to lose it when you bounce it to the music. Up and down, side to side, all around. Do your thing, pop that shit, drop that low. Now bring that back, boom around. Fuck this club, let's get lost. All these folks really not my type, cause I don't play games. I really go in, you can do the same if you buy that life I'm right. She don't get a nigga, got her own bread, she don't want your paper. But I be damned, cause I just my favorite, cause I never will save her. No K Crusader, now we out on the freeway. Back to the crib, yeah, I got her to the home, straight to the bed. Everything off with the lights in, lead them red bottoms on. Young propane, space ain't trippin', boys ain't trimmin', it just ain't them. These niggas lame, so I take they women and I beat that shit like I can't gotta quit.
I'm not gonna tell you you're the baddest, cause you already show it. I'm not gonna tell you you can get it, cause you already know it. I'm not gonna tell you you're the blood, you already blowin'. I'm out the water, yeah. I'm like, damn, shawty, dragging that wagon in the van, shawty. Back it up like I was your man, shawty. Drop it low, drop it low. Hit the valet, we out the door. Take her back to the crib, we can stop the show.
That ass thicker than gumbo.
Deep.
Bad attitude, not humble.
Sick.
Throw frame, bad running game. So drop it down, don't fumble.
Low
combo is 1-0. Perfect 10, a fine dime. Making his turn and she ain't trying. Big pass, that's all behind. That fat ass and it's all mine. She'll blow your mind. Loaded 9. Make it moan. Glass of wine. Street
smart.
Classy mind. Name brand and authentic. But she look the best with nothing on. I'm double cup, but she double D's.
double wide, motor on. On my mind like headphones. She pay her bills and student loans. Dog life, she can get the bones. Getting paid, she got her own. So bad, she know she wrong. She the realest, no clone. Pretty smile, she do this fuck. She in my head,
I'm not gonna tell you you're the baddest, cause you already show it. I'm not gonna tell you you can get it, cause you already know it. I'm not gonna tell you you're the blood. You already blowing. I'm out the water. I'm like, damn, shorty, dragging that wagon in the van, shorty. Back it up like I am with your man, shorty. Drop it low, drop it low. Hit the down lane, we out the door. Take her back to the crib, we can stop the show.
This is a Hustler Made stunt team, break the bars out production. Before the fame,
I'm making realities out of dreams. My life is a movie, I'm cutting scenes. I'm about to shine my light up on the world. And when I'm done with that, I'll probably shine it on your girl. See, I'm already fly.
So fly, so fly.
And the paper stacking high.
So high, so high.
But I'm only one man with only one aim. That's to put this whole game up in flames. And that's way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
I say it's way before the motherfucking fame. No pain, no pain. Well, I'm that new legend in the making. And keep it 100 like Ben Franklin. And got your bitch all on my dick with her face down like she been planking. I'm on good weed, plus I've been drinking, thinking YOLO, making moto with your hoe sitting at my front door counting money. Word to Molo is Dobeezy, ho, I know you see me, bro. My life is like a TV show. I'm moving on up, George and Weezy flow. And I guarantee they know the name way before the fame. And I treat the game like it's the white tee. And I'm like a soda stain. I make my mark, the only shark on land. Make sure I stand apart. If you ain't know, then you gon' learn today. Like I'm Kevin Hart, I spit my heart when I rap, no slacking up. And with these shows, you can just call me Hustardo, cause I ain't doing nothing but stacking up.
Right.
Yeah, let me wrap it up. When I'm in the booth, I toe tag it up. Murder scene, homicide, yellow tape, body bag it up. Just ask around, yeah, I'm one of the best, so you know I'm taking no loss. You think I was on the stunt team, by the way, I'm breaking boys out.
I'm making realities out of dreams.
No beats.
My life is a movie, I'm cutting scenes.
Yeah.
I'm about to shine my light up on the world. And when I'm done with that, I'll probably shine it on your girl. See, I'm already fly.
So fly, so fly.
And the paper stacking high.
So high, so high.
But I'm only one man with only one aim. That's to put this whole game up in flames. And that's way before the fame.
Way, way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the motherfucking fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Okay, real niggas bought my shit from college dorms to the trap. K-I-N-G of these new school bitches, I who bought it back. I rip that south, I do this shit for Mellow Steve, house screw and pack. What you say, propane ain't holding, hold up, who the fuck told you that? Boy, this a fact, go ask your cab. Ho, I bet your girl know. I'm inferno, shit hot as touch the kid like Joe Paterno. I been colder, but these older niggas told me, wait my turn though. Now I burn ho at the top, like I got a fucking perm on. Now I got my whole pick rolling. Ace, I call that holding. Hogging the lane, fuck loud, I'm swaying with a bad chick on my throat. Taking that cash up like I told him. Got the hood on my back and shoulders. Fuck these haters on spaz and zoning. Play no games like a bad controller. Gets it popping like the hammer's cock. Focus like a cannon shot. I damage block. Boy, I beat mics like Janice Pop. Don't be the hood star, bro. You know the names. Breaking them boys out before the fame.
I'm making realities out of dreams. My life is a movie, I'm cutting scenes. I'm about to shine my light up on the world. And when I'm done with that, I'll probably shine it on your girl. See, I'm already fly.
So fly, so fly.
And the paper stacking high.
So high, so high.
But I'm only one man with only one aim. That's to put this whole game up in flames. And that's way before the fame.
Way, way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way, way before the fame.
Let's go.
Hood star change, I'm a trendsetter. This before the fame, so I've been better. I'm one of them rappers they didn't mention before, but they treat you different when you go from Polo to Christian Dior. You can get some respect if you get you a check. Broke is a joke, wealth got a different effect. It costs to be a boss if you pay attention. They listen, but niggas dissing and tripping, then wonder why they not mentioned. You can hate me, they used to underrate me. Till I start grinding like crazy, can't pay free, so pay me. Will I fake it or make it every day? That's the question. I'm a factor, no pastor, but they gotta pay for my message. They used to sleep on me, now everybody woke. I spit crack on these tracks, I get everybody dope. In no time, got cosigns, I got everybody vote. Walk in that bank with all that bank, and I swear everybody spoke.
life is a movie, I'm cutting scenes. I'm about to shine my light up on the world, and when I'm done with that, I'll probably shine it on your girl. See, I'm already fly.
So fly, so fly.
And the paper stacking high.
So high, so high.
But I'm only one man with only one aim. That's to put this whole game up in flames. And that's way before the fame.
Way, way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the motherfucking fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the fame.
Way before the motherfucking fame.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first edition, not the first edition, but the first episode of the 2014 year for the Brad Gilmore Show. I said that so strangely. I don't understand what I was trying to say, but y'all get it. Y'all get it listening home. We appreciate you. If you're listening via iTunes or if you're listening via Podbean, it's appreciated, but it's the first year, I mean the first show of the year, 2014. Peaches and Moti have the week off, and I'm here with our guest for the day. His name is Tyreek Adeed.
What's up?
Like Indeed.
Yeah, you said
it. But it's Adeed. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. It's my first time being here. It's a pleasure.
It's cool, man. You know, and I was telling you when we were about to go on air, I've been trying to get your contact and your phone number, and it was sent to me like twice, was the wrong number. And so I was texting somebody like, hey, you want to come on the show? And this whoever this weirdo was like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I was calling him Tyreek too. I don't understand what he was doing, whoever this guy was. And then I was like, all right, man, what about tomorrow? And then you never hit me up. And then I asked our band member, Avery. I was like, hey, can you send me Tyreek's number? Completely different number.
Wow.
I'm like, well, but we got you on the show.
Yeah.
First show of 2014. Let me ask you this. Let me start off like this before we get too deep in anything.
All right.
How was your 2013?
My 2013 was definitely a learning experience. I say that for anybody. a lot of things started happening in 2013, just making sure I stay focused on what I'm doing. And the little amount that I did, major results came out of what I was doing.
What was the little amount? Because I found out about you in 2013.
Right.
Playing at the Red Cat. You know,
right.
My band played there, and I saw you play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, why is this guy so dope? And you were dressed flyer than me in that night. I was really angry about that. I recall being really angry that you were dressed flyer. And you had this great band, and then you started wailing away on the guitar. So, I mean, what do you say the little things? Because to me, you got a lot of people's recognition in 2013.
Right. The little bit, because I pretty much just got into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've only been playing guitar for 3 years, and I've only been singing for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So your music career is very early right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the little bit I said was, I'm thinking maybe like around July, August, when I start kind of performing in like little gigs here and there, trying to get a little exposure, building my confidence up to be on stage, interact with crowds and stuff like that. So,
so like, did you play your first show this year or last year, 2013?
Cause actually I started at, I don't know if you know a place called Boo Coop on OST.
I don't.
Boo Coop
I do
Bar
not.
And Grill. It's the best freaking New Orleans based restaurant.
Boo Coop Bar. Boo Coop.
Boo Coop.
Boo Coop.
It's weird as hell, but
okay,
yeah.
Boo Coop Bar and Grill. First is Adeed, and then it's Boo Coop. I'm having trouble keeping up here. Okay, so that's where you first played your first show?
Yeah, that's where I first did a gig, and then, you know, people started recognizing, okay, this guy, you know, got a little something. So then people started inviting me to, like, sit in with bands and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, this shit's kind of dope.
Yeah.
So, you know, performing at nightclubs, stuff like that. But never singing-wise. Because I was like, hell no, don't put that mic in front of my face.
I'm not a singer.
Yeah. I was like, nah.
Did you ever do any type of singing growing up? Like, were you in choir, church, anything like that?
The only music thing, I say for me, it took a minute to actually get my music creativity out, because, you know, everybody don't start in like six and all that.
Some people
you know, it takes a minute to find out what they really want to do. So only thing I remember music wise was when I was about 6 years old, I was listening to Michael Jackson. They had the music video on TV, a Billie Jean video.
Billie Jean.
So we had a wood floor and
yeah,
socks on.
I know where this is
just
going.
Stop right there. Wood floor with socks. Okay. So so
everyone's picturing it right now in their head. I'm so, picturing a six-year-old Tyreek Adid.
Just follow
me. With his knee-high socks on. Okay, right. I'm going there. Right. All right, hardwood floor.
Okay, I'm straight getting it, everything. And here comes the spin, and I'm like, okay, I'm about to freaking kill this right quick. So I hit the spin, and next thing you know, I bit a freaking hole in my tongue, and I'm rushed to the hospital.
Whoa, wait, okay, back it up. Back it up. Tyreek Adid, you bit a hole in your tongue.
Yes.
How is that possible?
I guess
from spinning on the hardwood floor, emulating the greatest of all time, Michael Jackson. Tyreek Adid got a hole in his tongue.
Because what happened was, I don't know, I guess my body was like, okay, I don't want to give you no support or brace your fall, so I'm gonna just let you hit chin first on the wood floor. So. And then, bam, I was like, okay, I'll never use my arms and legs again. Like, y'all are not reliable, so whatever.
I am not the dancer.
So, yeah, so then they was like, give me like a tetanus shot or whatever, whatever the hell. Like,
some kind of shot.
Yeah, and then stitches and all that. Like,
how many stitches do you remember?
About that, I have no idea. I just know it was a good amount of stitches.
I've gotten stitches once in my entire life, really? Right? And I was a... I don't remember how old I was, but I can tell you what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that day, Spy Kids 3D was in the theater, and I decided to go see Spy Kids 3D. Boom. Had the 3D glasses. I was happy. I went back home with my best friend and my sister who took us to the movies, right?
Okay.
And we were there. And at the time, we had an exercise bike in my family room. And for some reason, I was like, I'm going to ride this exercise bike with 3D glasses on. With no shoes. And while riding it, like, my foot slipped off, fell into the mechanical part of the bike, and ripped a chunk of my foot out. And I could see my bone, and I was like, whoa, that's 3D for real. I was like, oh my goodness. Rushed to the hospital, 5 stitches, and I turned into a man that day.
How old were you?
Man, I don't even remember when that movie came out, but however old... I'm 21 now, so whatever. I turned 22 at the end of this year, okay. So we got to figure this out. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Tweet us, hey listeners. Tweet us the answer of when Spy Kids 3D came out. Someone do the math. Figure out how old I was.
I want to say 2004.
2004 sticks out to me too.
Maybe
if it was 2004, I was. I don't even know. Anyway,
yeah, we're not mathematicians.
No, we're musicians and podcast. I'm podcaster.
Yeah.
All right. F all that. So you bit a hole in your tongue, emulate Michael Jackson. How did this now turn into, all right, that's your first musical experience, but how did you turn into like, okay, I'm going to pick up a guitar. I'm going to, you know, do all that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the first time I picked up a guitar was when I was 17. So that was about 3 years. So, you know, of course, I've always loved to listen to music. My favorite thing to listen to was smooth jazz. Michael Jackson, Prince, Lenny Kravitz was like my biggest influences.
Okay.
So I've always grew up listening to like old.
You got a kind of Prince, Lenny Kravitz kind of swag going on. I'm sure people tell you that.
I never heard of the like clothes wise, but like,
you're just
performance.
Maybe you're performing. I don't know, but right now I'm feeling a Lenny Kravitz vibe.
Probably so, but yeah, most definitely because they're of course the greats.
Yes.
Of it, geniuses and you know, just parents always been playing music like Zapp and Roger, Gap Band, all that stuff. Cameo, that's my shit. But okay, anyway,
I'm a Gap Band guy. I like Gap Band.
Oh yeah. So picked up a guitar when I was 17. Listening to Joe Satriani, legendary guitarist named Joe Satriani. So picked up, got a little guitar from Walmart. I'm like, ling ling ling. Okay, this crap sucks. So. Went to school, took a little class, like a group class that they have the teacher and say, okay, hit the E string and all this.
Mm-hmm,
I was like, oh my God, this is some bull crap.
I know all this already.
Everybody is just...
Did you feel advanced? Did you feel like you were more advanced than everybody?
Actually, I wouldn't say because at that point I didn't know anything, but my learning capability, I picked up stuff fast.
You picked it up fast,
yeah,
okay.
So, and some people were still like on the... way, way back behind and stuff like that. So we had to go back. I was like, okay, this ain't for me. So dropped out. And then after that, I was like, okay, I still want to keep playing guitar.
Yeah.
This is a little garbage guitar. I want an electric guitar. So I told my dad, I was like, okay, I want to play guitar. He was like, okay, now son.
Let me sit you down and give you this talk.
So, because his thing, my parents are saying, if you want to do something, then go ahead and do it. We're going to back you 100%.
Yeah.
And there's no quitting. So you're about to put 100% dedication into this if you say you want to do it. So we got a little, maybe $200 Ibanez or whatever. Thought it was the greatest thing ever. Had my little amp. I was just making no noise. Just...
sounds just going hard.
I thought I was just going ham.
Yeah.
So took lessons for maybe about 5 weeks, and he barely taught me anything. Like,
where'd you take lessons? Or do you not want to give him the negative?
It was like a private. It wasn't really a school. It was just like a private lesson.
Okay.
So at that point, I was like, okay, like, it's not really. So I knew, I mean, he taught me like the notes and stuff like
that. Yeah, the basics. Yeah. Super basics.
Yeah. So eventually, just over a year period of time, I started to just going by ear, just teaching myself.
Yeah.
So after that, just practiced maybe about 8 hours a day, every day. Just whatever I can. Listen to music, playing whatever. And then just at a certain point, I just kind of just happened.
You start snapping to it.
Yeah, and that's when Buku came in. First gig. And
you were how old when you played the first gig?
This
was 2013? Or when was this?
Buku was maybe when I was, I want to say 18.
18?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it had been a year since I was playing when I had my first gig.
Were you nervous that first gig?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Because we was eating there at first. And then my dad, the owner of the thing, was just also happened to be our waitress, and my dad was like, hey, do y'all have any live entertainment? I was like, what the crap is he doing? I was like,
dad, no.
Yeah, what the no.
We talked about this in the car.
I was like, no. So he was like, yeah, so we have a guitar player here and everything. I'm like, son of a
this guy,
I'm about to throw a french fry in his eye or something. So it was like, yeah, you know, do a little audition and all that stuff. So they was like, okay, you're hired. I'm like, okay. So I was so scared to play, but I was just like, okay, all this practicing wasn't for nothing. So I just closed my eyes and went to my own zone and just whatever.
Yeah.
And I was getting good responses. I was like, okay, am I really doing this? Like, oh, crap.
I'm better than I thought I was.
So, yeah. So and then from there, you know, building confidence. And then, you know, singing is a total different thing. That
I want to get to the singing. Now, did you though, get paid for that first gig?
Yes.
How much did you get paid, if you don't mind my asking?
That was, I want to say, $50.
That's a good for a first gig.
2 hours. But the tips was like, one day I got like $100 in tips.
$100 in tips. Yes, see, those restaurant gigs are really where it's at.
Yeah, and actually Slim Thug was in there when I got it, and he tipped me. I was like, oh, crap, Slim Thug just tipped me.
Slim Thug just tipped me, and I'm not a stripper. Shout out to Slimothy, by the way. Shout out Slimothy. But isn't that cool? Now, when we played our first gig, 2011, my band, right? Mm-hmm. We played at Club Numbers over there on Westheimer and Taft, right?
Okay.
And we got a check. We got a check for our performance in the mail, right? It was sent to us for $13. And I was like, and that was our first show. Got paid for it. And then since, you know, then, you know, you play a whole ring of free shows. Right. But $13, I was like, Guap. The nerve of these people to send me a check for $13. I wanted just to slap them. If I saw them, I was going to give you that envelope. I was going to write return to sender. I don't want this bullshit.
On your face, like return to sender on your face. Okay.
$13.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do with $13? And then you got to admit, at the time, there's four of us. So $13 split between four people.
What's that, like $3, $4?
Well, hey, we're not good at math, remember? We're not the math guys.
Well, somewhere around the bullcrap range where you can buy a piece of bubble gum.
I can get a pack of Extra or Orbit. No Bubble Yum and definitely no Bubblicious. No Hubba Bubba.
Okay,
I was
trying to see. Okay, $13 and a check.
Yes.
okay, they didn't have enough respect to at least give you cash?
No, like, they wanted to pay it in check. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense.
It really doesn't.
It really irritates me. It does. But, you know, I appreciated, I guess, the gesture of at least. But it's almost like I would almost rather play for free. Because
exactly.
Then I felt like a cheap crack whore. What was Halle Berry's character's name in Jungle Fever?
I have no idea.
Like $3 crack hoe or something like that.
I just know she's fine as hell.
You like Halle?
Yes.
You're a Halle Berry fan?
Of her appearance.
Of her appearance? Not so much on the acting, huh?
I mean, she's a good actor and everything.
She's okay.
Nobody cares.
No one really does care. I hate to say it, Halle. You won an Academy Award. That's great. Yeah. I appreciate your Academy Award win, but we just like to look at you.
Dead ass, though.
That ass, though. That body, though. That Halle, though.
I don't know. She's still bad. Was she like 40-something?
I think she's in her 50s. I think she's like 51.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe.
I think my favorite movie of her is, I don't know if you heard of that movie she played on with Eddie Murphy.
Boomerang?
Boomerang.
Boomerang's a good film.
Lord, she looks so freaking, I just wanted to like,
That was like the first, I think, one of her first like couple films was
really?
Boomerang, yeah.
Man, she was.
I'm a James Bond fan, right?
Yeah.
I discovered Halle Berry through James Bond films. She was in Die Another Day with Pierce Brosnan. She came out of the water in this orange bikini wearing a knife on her hip, and she just had that walk. She had that walk, and I was like, God.
Amazing.
Good Lord.
Amazing.
If she was great. Who's in your top here? You like Halle Berry. Who else you like?
My top. Oh, crap. Okay. That's a good one. We went. Okay, this is strictly like besides music.
Yeah, F all that.
Okay.
F the music for a second. We're going to talk about women.
Okay. Ah, crap. Okay.
Who do you like? You don't have to give me top five. Just give me some names. Who do you like? We like Halle. We've established Halle.
Yeah, Halle. Of course, Megan Good.
Megan Good. You like Megan Good?
Good Lord, when that MTV or BET thing when she was working. Oh God.
I saw her in Anchorman 2 recently. She was in the new Will Ferrell movie, Anchorman 2.
Yeah,
it's a good film. Good film. Okay. But continue. You like Megan Good?
Megan Good. I would have to say, dang, all I can think of is Megan Good.
We got Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
And we got Megan Good. And that's it. That's where Tyreek Adid's list ends there.
Whoever Carmelo Anthony's wife is.
Lala.
Yeah.
Lala Anthony. You like Lala?
Yeah. Her eyes. I'm a big thing on the eyes. Her eyes are so
big. Is that your main thing? You like the eyes?
Yeah. That's a big thing for me.
Eyes are big.
Yeah.
You know what else is surprisingly big for me? Is eyebrows. Don't look at me crazy. Eyebrows have to be. You don't want a girl with a big hairy eyebrows, do you?
If y'all would see my face right now, though. Like, eyebrows.
But yeah, no, you got to get the eyebrows looking right.
I know someone be painting that crap on.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like. No, we don't need you to shave your eyebrows off and then draw them back in.
What's the point?
And if you're going to draw them back in, at least make them look better. Or at least give me like a facial expression. Like, give me like an interesting look.
It'd be like a complete rectangle. I'm like, what the?
Or you give me that puzzled look. Like, hey, what's I just want you to draw your eyebrows in like with a look. I just don't want like the regular, because I don't understand. If you're going to shave them off, don't just draw them back like they looked before. Give me the people's eyebrow. I want you to be giving me the people's eyebrow 24/7.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so we like, you know who I like? I'm going to share you a story. Now, we're doing this on Sunday. This airs tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I watched Beyonce's new videos, right? 1 through 14, right? Consecutively in order.
I know where this is going.
And whoa! Beyonce's hot, yo.
Dad.
She's that ass. That ass is bananas. It's stupid live. And she had the Drunken Love song with her and Jay-Z, the video there on the beach. She's just like, you know, running with my surfboard, right? And then Jay just does his face like this, like, that's right.
Me.
Take the panties off on sight. Or whatever he said. I was like, whoa. Jay-Z's the man. Now, this Beyonce, though, I've actually gotten a chance to talk about this on the show since it happened. She drops an album, right, on a Thursday night, or it was a Friday night, one or two. Announces it via Instagram video, right? And in the next 3 days, sells 829,000 copies. Number one, shuts iTunes down.
Down.
Debuts number one on Billboard within 3 days, right? And a video for every song and an album, a full album, not a mixtape, not an EP, not a single.
Album.
A whole album.
With videos.
With all videos for every song. She did this. And to me, I'm like, wow. I bought it when it came. Admittedly, I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
Yeah, me neither.
I bought this album when it came out because I wanted to be a part of the experience. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody, it was just like, it was a moment in history because she really dropped an album, one at the end of the year, pretty much. No promo, no one knew about it, except for obviously the people in the videos. And then it's like, whoa, you just swirled this whole thing up. And it's just, you just killed it. And she just looks sexy. Exactly. And she, like, looks sexier than she's ever looked. She just had a kid, so I'm more attracted to her that she's a mother and looks that good.
Good Lord.
Oh, Jay-Z. F you, dude.
Seriously, though. Like, how did they hook up?
I don't even know, because he's considerably older than she is. He's considerably less attractive than she is.
Well, just coming from a dude standpoint, and I'm pretty sure a girl standpoint.
Yeah, no, he's just not. And hey, I think Jay-Z is the smoothest and flyest guy in the history of the world.
He really is.
But he's an ugly dude. Jay-Z knows he's an ugly dude. And I got love for Hove. And he looks fly a lot, but he's just not enough. Like you know what I'm saying, Tyreek Hadid?
Yeah. But the thing, and it was independent album. Like, she did. Yeah. Herself. There was no going through whatever phase they got to do.
None of that.
Probably her money she put into it and got guap. Like, seriously.
Yeah. She even had like a song where she's like, I don't trust these record labels. She said that. I can't remember what song it was. And she was like, I don't trust these record labels.
Exactly.
I'm going to do this on my own.
So I think, what she make? Like $1.5 million in like the first 3 days or something?
Stupid money is the answer. The answer is stupid money.
And counting.
In counting. And it's only been out for what, 2-3 weeks?
Something like that.
2 or 3 weeks. And she's probably already gone platinum. Now, not as fly as Hove, who went platinum before the album dropped.
Really?
He sold 1 million copies. Did you not hear about this? He sold 1 million copies of his album before it came out.
What?
1 million sold before the album dropped.
That's like saying I got the new Jays and they haven't even came out yet.
He probably can say that too. He is Jay-Z. Are you a hip-hop fan, Tyreek?
I wouldn't say a hip-hop fan, but I enjoy all types of music. So, especially old-school hip-hop, like, what do you call it? I don't know why I'm thinking of Bill DeVoe. That's not hip-hop.
B-B-D.
But like Nas, old-school Nas.
I could
Biggie
pick.
Is my favorite rapper.
You like Biggie?
My favorite rapper.
What's about Biggie?
It's not really his lyrics. It's just how his voice was attractive and how he said, and just his flow was attractive.
He just sounded fly saying everything.
Like, my favorite rapper now is Tyga.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
Okay.
But the way he says,
it's an interesting choice.
And all that, I just be like, oh my God, this dude is dope.
He just sounds fly to you.
It's probably just the swag. I'm like attracted to his swag on the mic, probably. So, I mean, I know he's not a very big lyricist and all that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
You know, I don't know why.
But, just like Tyga. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
It's cool. So,
yeah, he's dope.
So, okay, let's go back here. Let's talk about women again. What is Tyreek like in a woman?
Oh, that is a good, complex question.
Okay, let's talk about it. You know, we know you like eyes.
Okay, yes, eyes.
I'm an eyebrow guy. We figured that out.
I'm big. I wouldn't really say I go too much off looks. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do want you to look good, but I would say I'm that type of personality-looking type person.
Okay.
So more of just be yourself, because it's so hard to find someone who can just be theirself.
And who knows who they are.
Exactly. Especially today, because so everybody's hard. Trying to be somebody, trying to fit in with something. I can't stand that.
No.
I was never like that in school. Nah, I just can't stand it. So, of course, got to be smart. Oh, good Lord. Got to be smart. So...
Have you ever gone out on a date with a dumb girl?
Actually, I don't really date a lot.
You don't date a lot?
I just started dating.
Okay.
To be honest. So, I have
Tyreek gets a little rock and roll fame, and he's like, "I'm starting getting groupies."
Just one. I'm that type of person that I just need one because
I'm with you. You know, yeah. I'm gonna tell you this. I've always, like to me, I don't understand the point of wanting to go swirl multiple women at once. Because to me, I have a moral thing. Like, I have morals. And to me, it's like, wow, I wouldn't want to be swirled like that. So I'm not going to be doing the swirling to all these women.
Exactly. I feel like a complete, like, hoe, basically. Like, okay, you get done or whatever you get done doing. It's like,
yeah.
Why the hell did I just do that?
Yeah.
Like, but, you know. So, I mean, if you're with somebody, just be with them. Because there's really, you're really not missing anything. You're really not. So, you know, okay, what did I say? Smart.
Eyes.
Okay.
My story was, though, I have gone out with a dumb girl before. I went on a date with a dumb girl. She wanted to pick me up, right? So already that, no, I liked it. I liked it. I'm like, all right, I like where you're going with this. Okay. You want to pick me up. She wants to take me out to eat. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of paying for these women. I'm cool with it. Let's try it out. I'm down. I'm open to new things.
Okay,
so she picks me up, right? She's like, where do you want to go? I was like, yes. I love in these questions. Where do I want to go? I want to go get sushi, right? Okay, so we're going to get sushi, right? And then we get to a stoplight. Mm-hmm. I tell her, make a left. You know what she does? She puts out both of her hands, makes the L's with both of her hands to try to figure out which one was her left hand and which one was her right hand. And then she figures out, oh, this is left. Let me turn left. And I was like, whoa, she doesn't know the difference between her right and left hand.
I'm sorry. Whoever that was, I'm sorry, but
you're stupid. And I don't want to be mean because she might. No, she not might have anything wrong. She's just stupid. And it was right then that I realized, and she was very, don't get me wrong, gorgeous girl.
Really?
Gorgeous girl, right? Like, drop dead gorgeous girl. But she wasn't intelligent, and it was right then that I noticed or realized about myself, wow, I can't only date girls for their looks because it doesn't work out 9 times out of 10 because if you're not mentally with it, if we can't talk and have a conversation,
oh God!
Then no, you need to just take me home. drop me off.
I say those are the type of girls that the man hoes look for. Like, okay, yeah. She'll do anything, whatever. But me, like you said, me, you got morals. Just got to be something more. Just make me want to be better at what I'm doing. So, as I said, got to be supportive.
Yes.
Anything I'm doing, I had so many unsupportive, like, relationships. I wouldn't say so many, but the ones
enough.
I had.
enough to where it makes it, where you learn from it. Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. With a girl, you know, we're in the entertainment industry.
Right.
And part of that is, like, you know, your public image and your brand, right?
Right.
And another part of that is, like, okay, I'm an attractive fellow.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, right. Tyreek, I'm talking as Tyreek right now. I'm an attractive fellow. My last name's Adid. I'm fly, right? I play the guitar. I sing, right? I have a band. You know, I win competitions like it's nothing, right?
Yeah.
And I, though, need to make it seem, though, like I'm a single guy and take a bunch of pictures with the ladies.
Right.
And so, you know, so it just looks good. I look sellable. Now, right. Does I don't know if you're in a relationship right now or not. You are?
Yes.
Okay, how long have you two been about to break up? How long's it been going?
We've been dating for 7 months now.
7 months?
7 months.
Wow.
Actually, longest relationship I've had.
Longest? What is it about this girl?
She's just everything that I want in a woman, really. So first, she's smart.
Tyreek.
Oh, God. She's smart. She knows what she wants to do in life. Like, she has her cosmetology license, and she's also about to go to school for nursing.
Look at that.
So, you know, she's supportive. Get on my nerves sometimes, but that's any relationship.
That's most women.
That's just women. They're emotional creatures.
They are, and there's nothing wrong with that. We learn to adapt.
So, but she's, I don't know, it's that type of thing where you just be like, okay, I don't know why I love you so much, but damn, like, Okay, I just
look
do.
Look at this guy.
It's just that invisible thing. Like,
Why do I feel like he's more grown up than I am? You seem like you know what. Like, I mean, no. To me, I'm just starting, like, in the last 6 months to really figure out what I want. But you, you had this. You have this amazingness.
Right. I would say I thank my parents for that, because when I was about 6 years old, they've been telling me
lot of stuff happened to you when you were six.
Yeah, like
biting through your tongue, young age, all kinds of stuff.
All kind of stuff. Actually, this is not even close to everything I did when I was like five or six. So they've been telling me since I was like six, like the value of women, and you know they're actually you know they build empires and kingdoms and stuff like that. They're the channel which all that takes place. So it's just something that you should value. If you really have a good one, then just, you know, value that, because it's really something precious.
Wow,
so
7 months.
That's why it really frustrates me when I see, like, you know, strippers and stuff like that. Like, damn, you really don't know, like, what you're worth.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't. That's why I've never been to a strip club, ever.
Yeah, I know. I've admittedly been to a couple of strip clubs, and I've realized another thing, though. The last time I went, right, mm-hmm. I was with a buddy of mine and named Stocks. I don't mean to put you on blast, Stocks, but I just did. And I realized, though, it's like, wow, I don't like this at all, because I saw this older white guy there.
Oh.
He had to be at least 50, right? God. And I was like, I don't want to be you ever in my life.
Oh,
like,
God.
And then everybody was old. And I was like, what? And then these women were just throwing themselves at everybody. And I'm like, this is so unattractive to me. I don't like being here. I felt uncomfortable in the environment. Mm-mm. The only reason I stayed, the DJ was good.
Wow.
DJ was really good. I was like, go ahead, DJ strip club. You're killing it. Go DJ. That's my DJ. He was killing it. That was the only reason I stayed around. But I'm with you. It's like kind of like it's I don't know, because you know, I mean, I come from, you know, the hip hop world and, mm-hmm. and you know, and R&B, but you know, hip hop world where, like, that's glorified a lot.
Yeah.
And to me, and to be quite candid, I don't like it. You know what I mean? And you know, I know people who are in the business like that, and right. and they're great people,
right?
You know, but to me, I just don't get the. You know, you're the most gorgeous creature. You're a woman. You're like the most gorgeous thing that there's on this earth. Exactly. Nothing tops you.
Exactly.
You know, you don't need to, you know, whatever. Yeah. I could get real PSA on these people right now.
But it's just, to sum that up, it's just a phrase that is said where no nation can rise higher than this woman.
Oh, wow.
So just in that phrase says everything that whoever is listening, what y'all need to know, because y'all should, you know, really take value in yourself.
And look at that. 7 months in this relationship, yeah. Rocking. It seems like you're happy.
Yeah, very
happy. You're happy with this. Now, did you meet her at a show?
Actually, you're not going to believe it, but I met her on Facebook.
You met her on Facebook?
On Facebook.
That's fine.
This is
2014,
yeah,
Tyree.
Like, we don't have to meet and I see you glance first mall. Oh my God, she's gorgeous. No. Been on Facebook, started talking and all that stuff. And you know, we've been talking for like maybe a year. Mm-hmm. You know, just talking. No, nothing off and on. No, like, oh, I want to be with you and all that crap. All of a sudden I sung her one night. We haven't talked for like 3 months. I saw her or whatever. Made a Facebook status, like my status, if you want me to sing to you, whatever.
Okay. Tyreek knows how to play the game. Like my status if you want me to sing to you. Guh. And I'll sing.
So she was one. It was like 20 different people that liked my status. I was like, oh crap, I didn't want all these people liking my stuff. So I don't know why I did in the first place. I don't like singing privately. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. But... I sung to 20 different people that
night.
But when I sung to her, I was the only one that was like, okay, I'm about to call you back. After I'm finished, I'm about to call you back so we can talk. I don't know what.
So you didn't know her previously to this? Just maybe through like online stuff?
Yeah, just kind of sort of.
Okay.
Just talking occasionally and stuff like that. So I don't know what made me, because knowing me, I just got through with like a bad breakup. I was like, I was heartless as heck. Yeah. So... for her to, like, bring me back into a relationship, because I was at that point, I was like, okay, like, F relationships.
This isn't for me.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what she did, I don't know what she put in my water or anything, but yeah, hey, it happened, and we're winging.
It's called a Molly.
She didn't even know it.
She didn't even know it. You didn't even know it.
Oh, I didn't even know it.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, she's dope.
That's cool, though.
She's real dope.
I like to hear, you know what's weird is, like, I like to hear the stories of, like, the online thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, this actually, because, like, look at this. 50 years ago, right?
Yeah.
My dad could only date the women who were in his, like, vicinity, in his neighborhood, right? Yeah. Now, with the internet.
You could date somebody in Japan if you want to.
You could date, you could Manti Te'o all these hosts.
I thought we're beyond that.
I mean, women.
That. We're beyond
women.
That.
I'm sorry. See, there's a little Lord Trillmore still in me. But yeah, I know. But you know, you see what I'm saying. You can date, you know, any, like, it's you could just meet anybody any kind of way, and it's kind of cool.
Right.
Now, do you have a lot of fans online?
I wouldn't say a lot because I just started getting into Instagram. So, you know, I have a real good support system and everything with my parents, family, just other people that has seen me growing up and stuff like that. It's a wide variety of people.
Yeah.
And they always support me in my shows or whatever. You need this, need that. Especially my grandparents.
Yeah.
They just spoil the crap out of me.
They just fly.
Yeah. So I would say I have a pretty good support system. And what I'm trying to do is just get more fans, like, outside of people just who know me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the way I'm moving right now, if I keep working at a pace that I'm going, then it'll turn out good. But I do have to say this. I really have to pee.
We're wrapping up soon, but I'm just not done yet. Pause. Okay? I'm not done with you yet, Tyreek.
Hold it for like 20 minutes.
Oh, look at that. See, this is the one you have to learn.
Control.
You're gonna be in these radio interviews, and you know, you're just going to have to sit sometimes.
Fuck. I'm like, I just carry a water bottle. I'm like, okay, hold on a second.
Let me put my catheter back in. Oh yeah, dig it. But okay, so you said, I just want to wrap this up. You know, these are our closing moments. First show 2014. I appreciate you coming on, but you said you've only been singing for 6 months. Right. I wanted to touch on this.
Right.
So how did you start singing?
That is a good question. My sister heard me just messing around in my room.
Pause. Whoa. Jokes. I'm joking.
But yeah, she just heard me. Singing, she was like, she popped in with a weird, awkward looking face, like,
yeah.
So you're just kind of doing
your own thing, kind of.
Yeah, just whatever I was doing. I don't even know what song I was singing. And she was like, I didn't know you could sing. I was like, shut up.
I can't. I cannot
shut
sing.
Up. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't sing. So she told my parents. And that was the day I was like, okay, I just freaking hate you. I was like, why'd you do that? So they were like, okay, sing or something. And then I didn't sing. I've never sung, like, just for my parents.
Yeah.
Like, ever. I've sung to however many girls or whatever, performing every time. I just never sung for my parents. I don't know if that's just messed up, but I don't know. But, yeah, so I just, like, just was like, okay, everybody was telling me I have a good voice and everything. So I was just like, okay, well, maybe I can. So I just, like, kept on going with it. Now I'm getting into lessons and everything. So I have a long way to go. So it's a difference between being a singer and a vocalist.
Okay, what is your definition here? What's the difference?
Singer is just someone singer is just
inside
someone
jokes.
Who just, you know, can hold the note like a Drake.
Yeah.
He's a singer.
He's, yeah.
So to be a vocalist, like a vocalist, just like a pianist, you don't just call yourself, I'm just a piano player or whatever. You're a pianist. You're a guitarist. You're a drum. I don't know if they said drum.
There's a difference between playing the guitar and being a guitarist is pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. So to be a vocalist, you're talking about like Brian McKnight, Patti LaBelle, Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Like serious vocalists. Not singers, because if you be like, oh yeah, she sings. No, she's vocalist. Like, so if you're in the music world, they would say they are vocalists, not singers.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
So yeah, that's what I'm kind of borderline singer vocalist right now, but I want to be to that level. So just keep pushing.
Well, definitely.
Pushing.
Now, let the people know where they can find your music. Okay. You have an album coming out? Are you working on an EP? Actually, what are you doing?
Actually, I go to the studios to talk to them, see what they have and stuff like that. And the guy told me, gave me some good advice. He said a lot of new artists make a mistake by putting out an album first. Yeah. He was like, first, you don't have a fan base yet. You know, not everybody knows. It's just not like you're about to blow up off an album. So, and then he said the money that you have to put into a good album and all the music, everything. So they was like, once you like get to the album, starts to get budgety, your music production gets kind of mellow and stuff kind of instead of just focusing on maybe one or two songs, making them real good, put your effort, time, money into that and then put it out there. Definitely. Then once you do that, people will look out for your album because you'll have a name for yourself. So I don't know who've done that yet. I don't know if you know a guy named B Major, maybe.
Yeah. He changed his name to something. He's changed his name.
I had no idea.
To like Major Ali.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's dope too.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, I think he did that like covers, or I don't know if he did covers or something, but yeah, I think The Weeknd did that also. Mm-hmm, he didn't come out with an album. He just put out singles. Yeah. And they were like, okay, this guy's dope. Like, people will expect to look for an album. They were like, okay, I really would buy his album. So just focusing on one or two songs. I'm in the process of working on that. And, you know, I'm about to get things rolling.
Yeah, okay.
2014,
we're going to expect, you know, whenever you get those songs out, make sure you send them to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to play them on here.
Yes,
but
sir.
But I no, do, you, I, huh?
Oh, I was about to say, you can find me on Tariq ID, well, Tariq underscore ID, T-A-R-I-Q underscore A-I-D-I-D on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just put up my Twitter page. I only have like 24 followers. So
get his followers up, y'all.
So
at Tariq underscore ID'd.
I like really have to pee, though.
Tariq, I appreciate you coming on the show. Make sure y'all go follow on Twitter, Instagram. When you have the music out, we'll blast it out, too. Appreciate you. First show 2014, Tariq Adid. Now, sir, you may go piss.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, man. Peace.
I'm so gone now, if your love is crazy, burning my heart so good. Feels like I'm on that road to the sun. You can be my baby.
Since when your friend told you no, but your ass couldn't listen, cause she had that kind of thing that was super tight, and she gave that kind of feeling that was super right with no lights, huh? But everybody say she wrong for me, cause when she out, she don't pick up the phone for me. All my friends say that they just tryna be my homie, when they say my new girl kinda seem a little phony. I don't know, cause if she is, that be a low blow. But goddamn, way shawty give a low blow. I don't even see girls walk by no mo. I ain't never seen girls bounce like
your buffoon. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex, or is it love that we making? Are you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
So burn,
girls take care of me. Anytime I needed you, I know that you'd be there for me. Light my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Sorted as a fan of me, filling my life randomly. Now we sip mimosas sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. Had it been alone, but man, I'd be dead as she. And got me feeling like a crack addict, crack addict.
Cause I feel you,
and I ain't mad at it. Getting high up off the ground, cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn.